The wood floor creaked behind me. I did a 180. Marv? Silence. The boat's old, and it's on the water. Of course it creaks. But my self-reassurance did little to help, because I couldn't shake the image of tables full of ghost diners. When it came to spirits, I was a non-believer, until those suckers started acting up. With my nerves jumping like that catfish I'd caught, I jogged across the dining hall and peered behind a door marked Staff Only. I'd found the galley. It was a gray room with a few portholes, a brown tile floor, and a large chopping block in the center. Stainless steel stoves and ovens were on the left, and shelves for pots and pans were on the right, as was an unmarked door next to a hallway. Along the back wall were three commercial-sized refrigerator freezers and a first aid kit. Foreboding spread throughout my body like an oil spill. I knew what I had to do. Without giving myself time to change my mind, I walked over to the refrigerators and yanked open the first one. Then the next. And the one after. All empty. I let out the breath I'd been holding. My gaze drifted to the unmarked door. I turned toward it, and a rush of air propelled me forward. I did a full 360, paddle wheel style. "If that's you, Marv, it's not funny." No one was in the room. I thought about those ghosts again, but came up with a more convincing, not to mention more comforting, explanation. Old boats are drafty. The foreboding turned to fear when I gripped the door handle. I turned the knob and kicked open the door. It was a pantry. I switched on the light and stiffened. A long, white chest freezer was against the back wall. Transfixed, I went to the freezer and lifted the lid. Nick Pescatore smiled up at me from a seated position with a Queen of Spades playing card in his hand. He'd been frozen long enough for a thin layer of frost to form on his face.